Catholic Insider, March 4th, 2005. Hi everybody, you're listening to the Catholic Insider, and my name is Father Roderick. Last time, you listened to the first episode of my adventures at the Ciampino Airport in Rome, and I left you with a cliffhanger. I was surrounded by security guards, my passport was taken, and I didn't know what was going to happen, all because I'd been podcasting in the airport. Am I going to be arrested? Will they take my recording equipment? Or will they force me to erase my minidisc? Will I ever get on that plane back home? Let's go back to the airport and find out. So this policeman is actually... He asked for my passport, and he's now on the phone. I'll just continue podcasting while they're checking my data. This is one hell of an exciting podcast. I really hope I'm not in trouble. There are now like five policemen surrounding me, or they're just all standing here and talking, and one of the security guards here asked me if I was interviewing people, because apparently that's not allowed. So there are two normal guards, they've got polizia on their uniform, and two superiors of them, and they're talking about me, and well, they seem friendly, but nevertheless, it seems that this guy who let me through, who did the security check just a couple of minutes ago, is now kind of defending that he let me go through with all this equipment. So I just explained to them the idea of podcasting here. Then I'm just, you know, recording the sounds at the airport and giving you a general audio impression of my trip back home. And I'm not doing any interviews here. Just trying to reassure them a bit. I hope they don't take the equipment from me. You know, I wouldn't be able to put this podcast online if they take it from me, or if they force me to wipe it out. Okay, this guy is now on the phone, and he's reading the data on my passport. He's telling them my name and where I come from. Okay, it seems to be okay. I think they checked me out, and they didn't find me in their list of terrorists, of potential criminals or serial killers. Okay. Grazie. Grazie a lei. Right, so... Okay. That was a little bit of entertainment that I didn't expect. Let's look at the clock. Okay, this just took me 20 minutes. But I'm happy I can just go on podcasting. So you're listening, actually, to the very first security-checked podcast here on this airport. And they just told me I could move on and continue my little podcast here. So you see, even though sometimes you might get in trouble, if you say you're just podcasting, then everybody starts smiling. Now, ain't that cool? Although I must admit that I was kind of nervous. I mean, you know, having to follow these police guys and suddenly there are four or five security people around you, and here in Italy they carry these weapons, you know. It looks very kind of frightening. Although they're friendly, they don't push me to the ground and starting to scan my my body for all sorts of potential dangerous weapons or stuff. So, but still, you know, when you see a couple of guys like that in uniform and with all these these weapons. It kind of makes me a little bit nervous. But of course, as you know, I'm not a terrorist. And I know that, but, well, they don't know that. And, you know, this reminds me of a story I read on the internet that just a couple of weeks ago, they apprehended an old guy who was dressed as a bishop. And he was in a plane. He was going to Holland. And he told the people at security that he was coming from a conference. He was actually a Dutch bishop. And that he was just going home. And they discovered underneath his cassock, of all places, 1.5 kilos of cocaine. So, you know, if you've seen this once, I can imagine that you're growing kind of suspicious of all these clerics, all these religious people, because, you know, who knows what they're hiding beneath their cassock. Fortunately for security over here, I'm not wearing a cassock. I'm just in plain clergyman, just in black. You know, the man in black. And they didn't scan me for drugs. Okay, I think that was the announcement that the plane is there and that we're going to board. I can see the plane of Ryanair right through the glass doors here. It's just parked right in front of this exit. It's almost like a bus. It arrives, the people get out, the luggage gets removed, they just fill her up, and then they're back in the air again. And that's, of course, a way to keep things very efficient and kind of low cost. And the security guy that took me to their office is now standing at the gate here and try to keep the people in line here. And he looks kind of like a lot of Italian policemen. He's totally bald, and he hasn't shaved for 2 or 3 days. And that just gives this kind of rugged, dangerous look. You know, this is he really looks like, especially with his weapon and his uniform, he really looks like a guy you don't want to mess with. And even though he's smiling, you can immediately see that this is a guy, you know, if you cause any trouble, like, for instance, going podcasting inside the airport without a permission, then, you know, he's gonna get into action. Right, we're boarding. I'm outside in the sun, walking towards the plane that is going to take me to Holland. And I'm gonna try to get a seat next to the window. So I'm entering the plane at the back. I'm now in one of these stairs that, you know, goes up. It's covered in plexiglass. And I'm now entering the plane. Okay, let's see if I can get a seat. The steward said that we couldn't sit in the last 4 rows for some reason. Right, traffic jam. Everybody is standing in the corridor. Let's see. We're behind schedule, no kidding. Let's buckle up. Your photos on CD only one. Okay, there we go. We're all set.
beautiful.
Get a good view. The weather is still good. Still no clouds. Sun is shining. And we're on our way.
Tua sorella ti trova nettata, che vuoi dire?
There we go, we're up and going. Everything is rapidly growing smaller and smaller. You can see all these little small cars, houses, and the view is really stunning. It's amazing. You can see just right until the horizon. Fantastic. Okay, I can see the airport. We're turning to the right now. I can see the airport we just left. It looks very small. And even further away, I can see the whole city. And of course, the hills on which Rome is built. We're still going higher and higher. When I turn even more to the right, I can see the mountains. And there's snow on some of these mountains. Actually, it's very cold in Italy. In the center of Rome, you don't really notice, but, you know, only at night. But outside of Rome and in the rest of the country, it's been extremely cold. I think in certain regions, the temperature went below minus 20. I've never seen such a magnificent view before. Most of the time when I came here in Rome, it was during summertime, and then you don't see everything because of the smog, because of the pollution in the air. But now the air is really clear. And now we're turning to the left, and we're actually going in the direction of the sea. As you know, Rome is not far from the sea, and we're now...
Please continue to observe the fasten seatbelt sign until the captain has switched it off. Would you recommend, though, for your comfort and safety, keep your seatbelt loosely fastened throughout the flight. In a few moments, we'll proceed to the cabin with our in-flight bar service, serving you with a selection of minerals, beers, wine,
spirits. I can see that's the...
Pringles,
the part of the city that was built by Mussolini. There's this. It was a very ambitious project at the time.
And
most of the things that he built there are in concrete, but they're still there. They've kind of become a monument right now, even though it was built during the fascist times here in Italy.
Signore e signori, vi chiediamo di rimanere seduti con le cinture di sicurezza allacciate fino a quando la posta segnale.
You can see a golf course below here. It looks very small. You can see all the small lakes and pieces of sand. The mountains at the horizon are totally covered in snow. It's very pretty. Okay, I can see almost everything now. The whole city below me, and everything looks so extremely small. You know, sometimes when I'm in the airplane like that, you realize how small we actually are. This may sound a little philosophical, but you know, you suddenly realize that you are just a tiny little dot on this huge, immense Earth. And even this Earth is just one little tiny dot in the whole universe. And you know, a philosopher, Pascal, French philosopher, once wrote about this, and it was actually about the question, you know, what are we as humans, and aren't we just totally lost in the universe, because you've got this immense universe surrounding us, and at the same time, when you look into the microscope, you can
can go the other way, and you can get to these infinitely small particles, and we're somewhere in between. And he wrote, you know, the thing that gives our lives a meaning in all this is that we're not just atoms, we're not just random beings, but we are beings that are loved. And love is making the difference. Love gives us our place in this world between what is infinitely small and what is infinitely big. And I always like that thought. It just is very comforting to know that even though I'm just such a small human being, when you look at the earth from here, from up here, I'm now looking at the coastline of Italy, and it's just fantastic. The sea is blue, and the weather is fantastic, but everything looks so small. And but it's so comforting to know that even if I'm just such a small human being, I am still being loved. I'm being loved by the people surrounding me, by my family, my friends, and I'm, of course, also being loved infinitely by God Himself. And that is what gives me my place on this earth. That is what gives my life a special meaning and, you know, lifts it up out of this randomness, out of this existence that wouldn't have any meaning if it weren't for love. I'm getting all philosophical and theological here. I'm sorry. We're still flying parallel to the coastline, and I can see a mountain range. It's actually Umbria.
Yeah.
And it's all white, it's all covered in snow, and it looks magnificent. Down below I can see these very little dots in the ocean, white dots, with a trail behind it. They're boats, pretty big ones, but from here they look like tiny dots. Down below I can see an island. Let's see, that must be Sardinia, and there's a boat going there. I guess that's the boat that makes the connection to Italy, to the coastline, actually. So, lots of mountains at the horizon, and even closer, nearer to the coastline, and lots of snow. So, I'm going to start lunch right now, which consists of one bottle of water and one box of Pringles cheese onion. And well, that's all part of the bargain deal. You have to pay for it yourself. So I'm not going for the cheese sandwich, which is like €5.50, because that would be like it would be like 15% of the price of my ticket. So I just went for the Pringles. They're good.
Pringles for lunch. I'm just glad my mother doesn't know this. You know, Pringles for lunch, how low can you go? But when you're hungry, it's good. Yeah, the guy in front of me is now putting his chair in the low position. I never understood why they make these reclinable seats. Because it's really irritating when you're having these small tables and someone is just suddenly pushing his chair down. You know, if I had a glass of wine here or something like that, it would be all over my trousers and over my mini disc, and that would be the end of this podcast. Anyway, this is one of the most
beautiful trips I've ever done, at least as far as the view is concerned. It may be a low budget trip, but still. The view can't get any better than this. Wow, I can see the Alps. At least I think it's the Alps. Yeah, it must be the Alps. Pretty high mountains.
For today's flight, you have a chance to win some fabulous prizes. Just for a check on the value. Time to win. Scratch cards on board that are just €2.
Oh, man.
You have a chance of winning.
These people of Ryanair really do anything to make some more money on these low-budget flights. I can see the stewardess, and she's waving some lottery tickets. And she's trying to convince us that we should buy them, and we can win all sorts of wonderful prizes. Yeah, I'll skip that for now. So I can see another airplane below, and it's just like, it's tiny, 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 tiny. So we are really actually flying very high, and the other plane must be quite low. Now, why would you buy lottery tickets on the airplane? Can please someone explain to me? It's time for my prayer. You know, as a priest, you pray several times a day, actually. And usually I would have my prayer book with me, the Liturgy of the Hours, but that's in my luggage right now. But fortunately, I've got my little PDA over here, and I've got this really nifty Avant-Go service. And when I synchronize it in the morning, it also gives me today's prayers, so I can just read them from my PDA. Hold on, I'm looking outside, and below this must be Switzerland. And it's all completely white, except for the roads and the rivers. I can see some frozen lakes there. And it's really great. It's like some giant has taken some powdered sugar and just sprinkled it around. While I was saying my prayers, there was this this palm that is actually pretty much in tune with the sight I'm seeing. Oh, whoa! There's another Ryanair airplane, and it's going the opposite direction, and I can see the speed. It's very nearby. I've never seen an airplane go by this close to another airplane. Man. It was amazing, and the speed is baffling.
Well, I hope this wasn't some kind of mistake.
It's kind of scary to be in the air like that, and then suddenly an airplane, you know, pops up in your window. I wouldn't say it was a near miss, but still, eerily close.
What was I saying? Okay. Oh yeah, I was telling you about this psalm I was reading for in my prayer, and it says, "The skies tell the story of the glory of God. The firmament proclaims the work of His hands."
Well, that's kind of the feeling I have when I look at this beautiful view. You know, it really tells us the story of the glory of God.
That's a great thing with psalms, actually. Even though they have been composed many, many ages ago, they can just suddenly hit you and really kind of translate the feeling you have. And I'm always surprised to see that these old texts can be so modern. I think basically because, you know, even though time is advancing and history is advancing, still the earth doesn't change and people don't really change. So
the awe of the people who lived like 2,000 years ago when they looked at nature and the splendor of it is still the same kind of awe that that we feel when we are flying and looking down at the earth below, or when we're in nature, or when we're in the mountains. This earth on which we're living, it's really a beautiful place. Too bad there is so much war and so much suffering going on. I don't think it's meant like that. But hey, we're here to do something about it. At least we can do our best to do our part to make this place a great place to stay. I hope I'm not boring you with these spiritual, pious thoughts. And if I bore you, you have the advantage of being able to skip forward. And just skip these random thoughts of mine and go to the exciting parts. Although with the security incident at the airport in Rome, I really hope this podcast is not getting any more exciting as it is. We've just started our descent, and right now we're flying through kind of haze. We're flying in the middle of the clouds, and it seems to me that, you know, below there, the weather is not going to be very good. Okay, we're coming through the clouds now, and boy, it looks really cold down there. I can see some canals and some lakes, and they're frozen, which indicates that temperature is well below zero. I can even see snow. Right. So we're back in Holland. And we're approaching the ground now. The landing gear is lowered, the flaps are down, and we're going lower and lower and lower and lower, and touchdown. Whoops, that was a bit of a rough landing, but we're there. Yeah, you can hear the plane is full of Italians. They always do this. They applaud. Okay, and we're back in Holland, and that ends our soundseeing tour. And thanks a lot for your company during this soundseeing tour all over Europe. Please continue to send me your feedback and your mail and your reactions and audio comments on catholicinsider@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you. And see you next time on one of the podcasts of CatholicInsider.com. This is Father Roderick. Bye-bye.